This is Thomas Mack, and this is Bad Actions, a podcast about bad news, so I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy the bad news as much as I do. The latest bad news this week, or this month, has been that Trump is a rapist, again. And it's an interesting case, because he actually raped a sex worker, so that's unusual. Usually, you know, especially since he's a billionaire, it's really saying something that sex wasn't voluntary, according to Stormy Daniels in her testimony in his earliest trial. He's going to have other ones, I guess. It gets a little dizzying. There's four different trials that are coming up, or one of them started, and then there's three more coming, two of them related to him trying to overturn the election. But this one currently is sort of about overturning the election, because he was paying off a porn star who apparently he raped. So that's a lot. That's a lot of election fraud. That's more than usually, you know, everybody always talks about how politicians are so corrupt, and they'll do or say whatever they have to get elected. They all do it, but I still think that, like, this is more than usual. This is quite a bit, which is funny, because, you know, his brand is very much that he's just a regular guy, regular son of a billionaire himself guy. Very much a commoner. He's one of us, you know. he's that silver spoon in the mouth billionaire who's just a regular dude who you'd want to have a beer with, but he doesn't drink. That's the weirdest thing about Trump, is that, you know, for all the trouble he gets himself into, it's a good thing he doesn't drink, because can you imagine what a shit show it would be if you were to have, like, a sip of brandy or something like that? I mean, this shit would just come off. I mean, he might just blow up the world. I think, you know, if he were president of the United States again and he were to have a beer, he'd probably blow some shit up with some nuclear bombs. There's just no way around it. I mean, because if he's getting into this much trouble and he's literally never had a drink, which is, you know, let's face it, that's a little unusual. I mean, I have a friend who doesn't drink, you know, and then one time he went out and he said, oh, I'm going to go have a drink. You know, he's like 50 some years old now, and he's finally just said, I'm going to go out and drink. So he goes out and he drinks a martini. He orders a martini, because that's like a fancy drink that I'm, and he said it was terrible. I'm like, dude, that's like starting out, like, if you're a virgin and you go date Paris Hilton, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's real pretty, but kind of a hot mess, and, you know, you might vomit, I think. You know? So get one of those little, you know, kiddie drinks. Get like a Boone's Farm wine. Get a margarita or something, very, you know, like a frosty drink or something. He gets a Manhattan or a martini, you know, with a pickle in it or something like that. I think, like, if Trump were to try to pull something like that while he's president next, there's going to be bombs flying over Russia or China or someplace like that, Iran, who knows. I think a lot of voters these days are in favor of that. They seem to respond to the kind of stuff that Trump is laying down, you know. But, you know, and there's a lot of talk about, like, on the left, like, everybody's talking about, hey, we got to save the democracy in this country, you know. Hey, you know, he tried to steal the election last time. And, you know, Liz Cheney says that, like, they interviewed her, like, hey, do you think he's going to try to steal the election if he's ever elected? And she's like, yeah, I think so. He tried last time and failed. I think he'll do it again, and he'll probably be better at it. But my whole game, my whole argument there is, like, I think it's a little too late to be. I mean, the shit has been taken. It's democracy, I think it's pretty much done. I mean, they always talk about it in Europe, like the United States is sort of like a passing relationship with democracy at this point, which is kind of sad, because we did sort of bring it into vogue, and now, you know, it's not, they're like, hey, you know, it's, you know, it's, America's a democracy light, you know, it's a democracy with, you know, some amount of fascism and, you know, anti-democratic, you know, things mixed in there, you know, but it's kind of a democracy, you know. But I think, you know, like, the idea we're saving democracy in the United States, I think that ship has sailed. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Trump polls great, you know. I mean, this guy who called people to the U.S. Capitol to to take poops in corners and run them all the walls. That's the thing that people don't like when people talk about, oh, I think it was just a protest on January 6th. Yeah, I mean, like breaking into offices and smoking cigars with your feet up on Nancy. And this is like the stuff that's not so offensive. Again, people were pooping in corners in the Capitol, and then it was like monkey stuff. They're throwing poop. It's, you know, they went batshit. You know, they really went fucking nuts. And, you know, and all the, everyone, last one, all the time, they came because their president called them. They called them into service to break in the Capitol and take shits in the corner. So, you know, you can't really blame them, you know, I guess. But some of them are being blamed. They're going to jail. However, and the good news, and this is a major voting block. Like, Donald Trump has said that he will pardon them all, basically, when he's reelected president. So, you know, everybody who's related to those fuckers are going to vote for Trump. So that's good news. That's a lock. He's got that voting block locked up. Like, you know, the shitbag relative of Capitol invaders, insurrectionists, I guess is what they're calling them. And I am always amused by like all the people who are like still kind of amused by the idea that there was an actual insurrection that happened. You know, that, you know, like, you know, you're just like, oh, you know, they broke into the Capitol and they stopped the certification of the election. But you know, wasn't an insurrection. I mean, come on, is this like a peaceful protest type thing? You know, it's like. It's just so funny. Like, I don't know. I mean, literally, if that happened in Russia, we would be, you know, it would be on the nightly news every night, and we'd be making fun of them. And, you know, any of the comedians that have their nightly talk shows, Jimmy Kimmel, they'd be making, oh, Russia, you know, they had an election. So I guess someone will be pooping in the corner of their capital again. We'd be making a lot of hay out of that in this country. But when it happens in the United States, well, you know, it wasn't an insurrection, okay? You know, like, it's just, let's be serious, people. So anyways, that's my biggest piece of bad news. I think in that, I'm calling it. You know, and this is a rolling thing. I'm trying to get in early. You know, like, it's always best to be able to say, I said it first. You know, I called it first. But I am calling it. Democracy in America, dead. It's dead. There's, I mean, go ahead and vote. You can vote if you want. It's fun. And you get out, you know, and then they give you a little sticker. And then you can share a picture of yourself with the sticker and giving a thumbs up on social media and be like, hey, democracy, we did it. But come on, it's dead. Let's face it. You know what I mean? It's over, people. It's over. You know. You don't fight to save democracy in the United States. It's dead. You know, it's like when you get like a cold corpse at the morgue and they get those zappers on the chest and they start blasting it and things like it's like 12 degrees. There's no getting that thing back to life. It's gone. It's dead. I don't know what will be next. I'm excited. I'll be podcasting about it until they arrest me and put me into a re-education camp or I move to Europe. But, or maybe both. Maybe they'll put me in a re-education camp, and then I'll move to Europe. But, you know, I'll keep podcasting, and we'll comment on it. And you can look back, and you'll say, I was there. I was listening to the podcast. Thomas Mackey, he called it. He called democracy dead, and then sure enough, it's dead. But it'll take a couple years. Actually, there'll be like a whole faction in the United States. Like, they'll be talking about it's like, you know, there's still elections in Russia. Of course, the leading opposition candidate was murdered in prison like 2 weeks before the latest election. So it makes people terrified to vote against the incumbent, Vladimir Putin. But he did carry it with a really strong margin. So congratulations, Vladimir. You're doing great. And yeah, Russia is a, using the air quotes, it's democracy. Yeah, and that's the way it'll be in America. And there'll be a whole bunch of Americans be like, freedom, this is the freedom, land of freedom, we got our votes. And that's not how democracy works, I'm sorry. It's actual democracy is pretty messy. And things are going to get pretty clean. There's going to be some sort of warlord Prince. And yeah, I mean, it'll be good. You know, maybe we'll rebrand, you know, because the United States of America is very looking back. Let's face it. You know, like we used to be like separate colonies and then they became states and then we united them. It's not so much a name as it's a description, you know. It's like a historical like retelling of how America came to be, right? So that's not really a proper name. Like it's calling like you know, it's like macaroni and cheese. Like that's not really a name, that's a description, you know. like pasta Alfredo, that's a name. Like it has a name on it, it's Alfredo, you know. You know, macaroni and cheese, just it's a description of component ingredients. And it's what, you know, the name of the United States is the United States of America. So yeah, that's just a description of the different pieces. We have a bunch of states, it's in America, we united them together, done. So, you know, maybe Trump will rebrand us and he'll probably call it the country Trump. It'll be, you know, once he's in for a while and he's feeling confident and, you know, everybody in Congress sounds and looks like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Or as I like to call her, Madge. You know, I was thinking of her as Madge because, you know, Madge is that lady who's friends with your mother when you were a kid. And she's not the prettiest lady in the neighborhood. And she's racist as fuck. But, yeah, I've been watching the Kevin Spacey documentary. They have a lot of, you know, Kevin Spacey, the famous actor. He was in... Usual Suspects. He won the Oscar for that. And yeah, he was in House of Cards, which is literally the series that made Netflix the streaming service that can hound you for more money all day long. I think it's amazing. Like they keep interrogating me, like, who's this other person who's watching Netflix on your account? You know, and it's like, I don't have another person watching Netflix. I wish I had like a bunch of people watching. I mean, I'm not that popular. No one's stealing Netflix from me. So, get off my ass, Netflix. I mean, it's not happening. And, you know, I think whatever the $12, $16 I'm paying you, it's good. Apple TV costs $5 and they have better TV shows. So let's back off a little bit. Although, has anybody else had this situation where you have to hack into Apple TV? I had forgotten my password. And Apple TV treated me like, you know, I was, you know, hostile, you know, virus trying to get into their server or something like that. They blocked me out good. I mean, all I wanted to do was watch Ben Franklin, you know, I thought they were going to kill me. But... anyways, I was watching this Kevin Spacey show, which is a new, it's part of that new genre where it's about set documentaries where they interview victims of sexual predators, you know. Like there was one called Glitter, about Gary Glitter, and then there's one about R. Kelly where they interviewed like 12 of the 175 women he molested. And I guess they're probably working on about P. Diddy. I guess that's the next one they'll be cooking up. Because, you know, I hear some, I don't know what to believe, but it sounds crazy. And when 50 Cent is telling people that you're crazy, that's, you're pretty fucking crazy. I mean, that's, that'll be, that's actually good news. Because that'll be a pretty interesting docuseries. I'm looking forward to the P. Diddy, you know, a molester series. And then I understand Drake is also some sort of yeah, like the whole rap wars over Drake being a pedophile. So that's a lot of fun. But it's ginning up some good rap music. Only in rap could you know, one of the rap people being a molester be like a good source of musical creation. But anyways, so I was watching that series about Kevin Spacey and how he's a massive molester. And I have to say it was a little bit of a yawn, you know, like he's, he apparently is a gay man who is this thing for straight men who are not all that into doing gay stuff. You know, and that's unnerving because, you know, I've had some gay friends and they generally don't reach for my junk. In fact, they never do that because that would be rude. And And so, but to hear like Kevin Spacey is just like grabbing dudes, that's not nice, but it seems a little retro, you know, like all these, now that we have, Stormy Daniels up in, cause usually these things happen, they happen outside the courtroom, and, they don't really often, well, R. Kelly is in jail probably for the rest of his life. So I guess I'm wrong about that. Yeah, but, Stormy Daniels, so she's a porn star. Like, if you Google Stormy Daniels' name, you will be showed porn videos. And in case you don't want to do it, I'll tell you, it checks out. She's a porn star, like, all the way. Not, like, soft porn. It's porn, But, anyways, Donald Trump met her at a golf event. I don't know. I don't go to those sorts of golf clubs. I do golf, but I've never gone to one where, like, oh, hey, there's a porn star over there. There's a porn star, Stormy Daniels. Oh, look, there's, Rusty Nails, porn star. That just has never happened to me. Usually the biggest thing that happens to me, most upsetting thing that happens to me on a golf course is, good golfers actually want to play through. So I have to, like, kind of stand aside and say, yeah, you go for it. Obviously, I don't get as much practice as Donald Trump. I mean, that guy plays golf like 6 days a week. I remember, like, when he was running for president in 2016, he was like, oh, I'll be working for the American people 24/7. I'm never going to take a vacation. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, he went on vacation like for a month after he was elected, and he never showed up for the office. However, she goes over to his hotel suite for dinner. Which I don't know. I mean, I'm not a sex worker, so for me, like, if anybody called me and was like, hey, let's have dinner, where do you want to go? Oh, just come to my hotel suite. I mean, I'm not going. I'm just saying that out loud. Like, don't invite me to your hotel suite. I don't care if you're a good girl. I don't care if you're a supermodel. I'm not going to your hotel suite. Well, maybe if you're a supermodel. I can be seduced. You don't have to rape me. Just, some nice wine and maybe a sedative. I don't know. But she goes to the thing and he's wearing, like, Hugh Hefner pajamas, which is kind of sad. Like, Hugh Hefner is dead and, sketchy. But he was Hugh Hefner. He had, like, a certain thing going on and not fat, So, like, he would walk around in pajamas all day. But, you put someone like Donald Trump with his body shape and silk pajamas, and you look like, it looks like you got a satin sausage. It's like, it's going to be a lot of movement there that you're not going to want to see, It's going to be some jiggling. It's, so anyway, she immediately, to her credit, said, okay, go into the room and take a satin bed. And I don't want to take those off now because this is not wet my whistle at all. Go change into some normal clothes. And then she said, like, oh, it was great. He came back in, like, some business clothes or something. I don't know. But so then they had a dinner and where he basically interrogated about, like, porn. Like, what's it like being in porn? Blah, blah, blah. I'm so fascinated with what you do for a living. And sexually transmitted diseases. You want to make sure she's clean. And then she went to the bathroom. And when she came out, like, he was naked in bed or some shit like that. So, I forget what happened next. But anyways, she said when he was doing her, she said she was like staring at the ceiling and wondering, how did I get myself into this problem? I don't know, like, this guy is the guy that's famous for bursting into dressing rooms at Miss Universe pageant. Wasn't it Miss University? No, it was Miss USA. Miss USA pageant. He used to own it. And all the Miss USA candidates would say, like, is that what you call, like, a pageant? Are they candidates? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not a pageant person. Like, I'm a heterosexual male. It's a strange thing that, like, beauty pageants do not appeal to heterosexual men. I mean, like, the audience is almost universally gay men and women. But straight men are like, oh, God, my wife wants to watch the beauty pageant. Jesus Christ, I can't believe I got to watch that Brady Bunch. And it's just a parade of beautiful women, which is basically what we were interested in. But, I, you know, they're not doing anything interesting. You know, like listening to a pageant woman in a gown answering stupid questions stupidly, because pageant ladies, not that interesting. You know, they never have an interesting answer to a question. It's just not that interesting. I can't, but anyways, Donald Trump's down for it. You know, I think most pageant, beauty pageant, most straight guys are into beauty pageant girls. I mean, they're pretty, but I don't watch beauty pageants, but apparently Donald Trump probably doesn't watch them, but he bought the Miss USA pageant so he could make locker room raids, and he'd burst in and they'd all be half naked. So, you know, and this is not, you know, I don't think I have like I'm not a stalker on Donald Trump. This is like well-known information about Donald Trump that people have been talking about for decades. And so like, I think if you show up to a hotel suite and like you're meeting up with Donald Trump or like Harvey Weinstein, you know, that's how that might happen. So like when your mother says, be careful, you know, that's one of the things you shouldn't do. You know, women are always real nervous about like walking down the street at night or something like that. And it's true. There's a greater likelihood that something could happen to you at night than during the day, because usually when people do crimes and that sort of thing. But I would say it's far more likely that there will be a crime perpetrated against you if you show up to a hotel suite with Donald Trump or Harvey Weinstein in it. That's like 100% likely. So listen to your mothers and don't, you know, be careful. And be careful means don't go to Donald Trump's hotel suite, because he's going to rape you. He will rape you. That's... So anyways, this is the last trial he was involved with was E. Jean Carroll, which was a civil case, but he was found liable for raping her, basically, or sexually molesting her. I don't know what the difference is. You know, there was always like a sexual molestation. It was rape. What's the fucking difference? Someone please tell me the difference between rape and sexual molestation. Isn't that the same thing? I mean, like if you're molesting someone, aren't you raping them? But anyways, you know, so he was found liable there. And apparently there were some other witnesses who said, yeah, he did shit to me too. So a little bit of a trend. And then now this is the second trial where it's like a surprise ending. Like, it's like we thought it was just going to be about, and it really pisses me off. I was listening to a podcast, and I don't want to give it, but it was like a super liberal podcaster. And he described, Donald Trump's relationship with Stormy Daniels as an affair. It's not an affair, all right? People need to stop defining Donald Trump's relationship with Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal as affairs. He wasn't having an affair with these ladies. Apparently, everybody thought, like, okay, he was paying Stormy Daniels for sex, and Karen McDougal has gone on TV and said that, like, Donald Trump tried to pay her after they had sex, and she said, I'm not that type of girl, which is surprising because, you know, I think she's that type of girl. I think Donald Trump is right. Karen McDougal was that type of girl, and he, like, appropriately was paying her for the sex, for the services rendered, and she was, like, offended and sickened or something. So that's what we thought we were going with. Like, is this going to be about Donald Trump bribing a sex worker for sexual services? And, you know, ahead of the 2016 presidential election. And then what we get, a surprise ending. It's a twist. It wasn't consensual. She was like, oh, no, I didn't want this to happen. So it's rape again. So this is like two trials in a row. Two, like, he's had five trials lined up, the civil trial, this trial, and then he's got three more criminal after this one. I'm wondering, like, will there be a rape involved with all five at this point? Because this is just like a surprise to me. That would keep it exciting, because you know, there's so many trials that Donald Trump's involved with that it's getting boring. Like, he's always in court. And then he just walks around, oh, this is a witch hunt. They're witch hunting me again. And again, like, so he's basically going to be, after, he's going to lose. I mean, like, all these legal analysts I hear talking on television are like, well, you know, Michael Cohen is, you know, he's very impunable. But they got all this evidence. And also, you know, like, the big defense is that, like, oh, he didn't pay off Stormy Daniels because of the election. He paid her off because Melania would find out if otherwise. I mean, come on. I mean, Melania is Donald Trump's third wife who, you know, he was probably cheating on the second wife while he was dating her. You know, like, she knows how things go with Donald Trump. He's a cheater. I mean, come on. She knew. I mean, she's a supermodel. She's not a supermodel. She's a model. I mean, those aren't the smartest, you know, fish in the sea, generally. But she doesn't strike me as that stupid. So, obviously, she knew. And you know, just as a juror, let's say if I were a juror on that thing, like, they bribed her, like, 2 weeks before the election. However, they were bribing her to save Melania from the pain. Give me a break. Come on. That's ridiculous. So, you know, like, you know, these legal scholars, it's ridiculous. Sometimes they, like, talk up and down, like, and it can be on any of the news channels. They just want to keep it interesting. They want to be like, Donald Trump has a fighting chance. And Donald Trump knows he doesn't have a fighting chance. He's, like, constantly, like, going out into you know, he's got a gag order on him now. And so he called in a whole bunch of really esteemed Republican legislators and leaders to speak out on his behalf outside the courtroom, because he can't anymore because he's been gagged. Like, the judges said, like, the next time you speak, I'm going to have to send you to prison. You know, you're going to have to do some time. And so, you know, because he doesn't mind paying 10 grand to, you know, flap his jaws. For him, that's like sex, I guess. He can't stop. But once you say, I'm going to put you in the slammer, he stopped. But so he's been he was caught passing notes to you know, Mike Johnson and you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greene and Bobert and all these other politicians that showed up to support Trump at the trial. Matt Gaetz, you know, he was there as well. But he's passing him notes to tell him what to say, which legal scholars say that's still a violation of your gag order. You can't, like, speak through an emissary. They don't want you to talk, Donald. They just stop talking. That's what they're saying. But, I mean, so obviously, like, Trump knows he's losing. He can't win this case, you know. It's a slam dunk legal case, even though, you know, we're constantly told by Fox News that it's just a made-up nothing trial. I don't know how you get that in the courts, but anyways, so it's interesting. It's been an interesting case. We'll see how it goes. I don't, you know, and so the big question now is, like, which case will come next, and will it come before the election? And if he's elected, which I got to tell you, again, going back to the whole democracy, it's over. You know, it's a good run. I mean, let's face it, most democracies die in like 100 years. Usually, I mean, the pull of an authoritarian who just tells you all you got to do is stay home, watch TV, eat bonbons, and I'm going to run the place, you know, even though, you know, they don't work. You know, like, there is no authoritarian government that works great. Maybe Singapore. But, you know, you look at, like, most of the wealthy areas of the world, and they're all democracies. However, voting sucks. I just said it out loud. Why do you think we have to beg people to vote in this country? No one wants to vote. It's boring, and you have to do a bunch of research, and then you have to vote for, you know, you vote for like four people that you actually know a lot about, you know, like President of the United States, your local senators, or your federal senators. You know a little bit about your state senators, your representatives, and then everybody else in the ballot, you're like, who the fuck are these people? You know, I'm voting for a water commissioner. How is there a commissioner of water? That sounds like a made-up thing. I am the king of water. So you have to vote for that guy and some other ladies. And then, you know, then you get to the judges. At least in my state, there's like 50,000 judges you got to vote for. And you don't know who any of these people are. And these are the people that put people in prison, you know. So then you have to do a bunch of research to find out which judges are the bad ones so you don't vote for them. So it's a big hassle. People don't like voting. That's the big thing about democracy. It sucks. It's like, you know, it's a lot easier if you just have a king that lops people's heads off. It's not good if you're the person getting thrown into a dungeon or in a re-education camp. But if you're one of the regular people who doesn't, you know, that doesn't happen to, I guess it's okay. But anyways, and then you get poor and then there's hyperinflation and all your money goes away. So for a while there, it's like, oh, this is nice. I don't have to vote anymore. The TV keeps telling me everything's great, that we're doing great. And then, you know, hopefully you're very old and sick when your money disappears and your country is a shithole. But anyways, I'm telling you, that's it. It's the future. Get ready. Have some fun today. Like, go take a vacation this summer because authoritarian rule is coming. Democracy dead. Anyways, this has been Bad Actions. My name is Thomas Mack, and this is my podcast. And so, you know, all thoughts and opinions are mine. By the way, thank you, Jim, for the threats. I appreciate those. I enjoyed them. But yeah, please keep them coming. If you want to email me or hit me up with some ideas, I'm always down for a chat. Thanks again, and have a great day.